The Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
Okay, roll the... roll the song.
Welcome to the crossroads of camp, the bastion of the bizarre, the place where low budgets meet high praise. Yes, it's B-Movie Mania! And now, B-Movie Maniacs, here are your hosts, the cream of the crap, the connoisseurs of cult, your cinematic creepy uncles, Mike Hayes, Jason Hulls, and crazy Chris Hudson.
Oh, hello and welcome to B-Movie Mania Holiday Special, everybody. Hi. I am everyone's number one favorite holiday maniac, Michael Hayes. And with me, as always, is Jason Hulls.
Ready to stuff some stockings, Mike.
Beautiful. And crazy Chris Hudson.
I can't do a good Wookiee.
God, it's... Oh, God. So we watched the Star Wars Holiday Special, everybody.
Oh, we sure did. Oh, man. This came out in, what, 78?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The year I was born.
Wow. Ooh, you've aged. You've aged better.
Thank you.
So I have a little thing I want to do here for us, guys, just to help keep this flowing here. I've got a beer. And I'm going to drink it while we're doing this, but if I have to, when I crack open the second beer, that means we're going into lightning mode to finish this fucker up, all right? This is not more than a one beer review.
That is completely fine.
You guys just don't want to have fun with this. Oh, slow down, Mike. Jeez.
Guy, I'm already just this. Okay, let's go over each of our histories of the Star Wars Holiday Special. I personally had never seen it, even though I grew up a Star Wars fanboy. Jay, you're similar, right?
Yeah, I remember it very vaguely when I was little. So, I mean, by the time I could have formed a memory around this thing, it would have probably been, you know, 3 or 4 years old. So I probably just caught it, pieces of it on TV or something. But, whew, yeah.
And Chris Hudson, you've seen it 20 times.
Yeah, pretty much. I first saw this with I worked at Toys R Us, and a friend of mine there, you know, we bonded together over collecting Star Wars toys, and he mentioned he had a VHS copy of it that was, I don't know, probably 13th generation, but it had all the cool commercials and all the fun stuff, so it was like 2001 or 2002.
You know, Chris, I would have rather watched all of the commercials in that than this holiday special.
Oh, well, yeah, I think you and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Most importantly, though, is last Christmas, like every Christmas, my kids and I, we have like some sort of like marathon Lord of the Rings or whatever. Last year was Star Wars, and my daughter complained that it was over, and I made her regret those words.
You're such a bad dad.
Oh, I know. But she's seen it, and she will pass the... this will become a new tradition for her children.
She called child services, right? Too. And then they someone came.
Yeah, well, let's just say that I no longer have custody of my children.
Sir, we believe you've shown your children questionable material.
Oh, man. This thing is... Can we just do quick takes?
Yeah, fine. Quick takes.
Quick takes!
All right, Jay, give me that quick take.
Can we just talk about Baby Yoda instead of doing this?
Oh!
Oh, no.
He's so cute. He's so cute. Goo goo gaga. I'm a Yoda. That's a great quick take.
Thanks.
Crazy Chris Hudson?
Cool.
My quick take is really more of a challenge. And it's this. Reboot the Star Wars Holiday Special, Kathleen Kennedy, you fucking coward.
Hey, Jon Favreau said he wanted to, right?
You know, I read that Harrison Ford was asked if he would ever be in another holiday special, and he said he would kill himself. And, you know, we should point out for those that don't know it, I think Lucas produced this, but he did not write and direct it.
No.
He was so hands-off with this thing. I believe the quote
that he gave regarding this was, if I had the time and a sledgehammer, I would track down every bootleg copy of that program and smash it. So Lucas hates it.
Yeah, understandably. I don't think anyone likes it.
Nobody likes it.
Well, thankfully, all that Star Wars money does not give him access to hammers.
Right. Yeah. He does not. He cannot afford a hammer to find this thing.
Nope.
I think the only people who legitimately like this are like cosplayers who can dress up as some of the characters in this and then have a nice, cool, deep cut Star Wars jokey cosplay. Like, that's like the extent.
Like the chef, the four-armed chef, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen some cosplay of the chef and like that color variant of Boba Fett and stuff like that. I've seen some cosplay of. And you know, that's cool.
I'm sure we'll get into it in a bit here, but the Boba Fett thing is maybe the most interesting part of this entire thing.
Hands down. All four hands down. Yes.
But you know, it's funny you mention that because while it might be the best thing about this whole special, it's still not good.
No. Great. I'm just saying it's so the story of it is interesting. We'll get there. I was just going to suggest right up front for anybody who wants to go watch this on YouTube, I discovered a fun feature in YouTube that really helps you watch this. It's called the play speed.
oh, fuck.
I'm going to admit to you right now that when I watched this thing, it's so rough that
you
I watched a lot
bastard.
Of it.
You
I watched
bastard.
It fast. I watched it on like double speed for many of the bits.
So you know what that means is that one, two things. Jay did not get the real experience. And two, whatever score he gives it, we have to double it to get his real score.
You know what? Hey, you want to do that? Fine. When Mike gets to the bottom of that second beer, we'll find out what my doubled score is.
I am so goddamn jealous.
Oh, were you going to say that?
No, I'm just jealous. Like, I didn't realize that was even a feature. I fucking would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
Thing
damn
slogs.
It, you guys suck.
There was a part in this thing, and I'm not kidding you. There was a part where I was watching it, and I'm like, man, this is starting to drag. I better speed this up. And I realized I already had. It was already playing at, like, 1.25 speed. And I'm like, this is slow. What is going on here? And then I'm like, oh, okay, it's already going faster than it would be.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give a brief overview of what this is, just since we've jumped into stuff and we got to continue jumping in. But basically, the year after Star Wars came out, they decided to make a holiday special. CBS or whoever the fuck it was.
CBS, yep.
Yeah, took the reins on it, effectively. Lucasfilm kind of took a backseat. And
well, you know, he's too busy making The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, exactly.
A good movie.
Oh, yeah, a good one. And it makes sense. But, like, that's what happened, right? That's the context of this. And then, so they made a variety show holiday special. The likes of, like, Evening with Bill Murray on Netflix or, like, right? Like, that kind of shit.
Something like this really only makes sense in the late 70s.
Yeah.
Because, like, variety shows were huge in the 70s. I don't know if we have any younger listeners or what, but you just have to understand the period this was made in is that every celebrity had a variety show. But even by 1978, variety shows had already, they'd peaked. They peaked a few years earlier.
Way before this one they peaked.
Yeah, way before this one.
Yeah. So the,
this wouldn't even be a good one at the height of variety shows.
No.
And they're all terrible.
The plot of this, so they take, it's a bunch of acts, right? Like a bunch of like, here's a comedy sketch, here's a trapeze act. There's like a couple things throughout a musical act and they weave it.
And it's important to know that the idea for the show, the story is a George Lucas idea. He didn't write it. He didn't produce it, but it's his idea.
Yeah. I saw a thing that said he like had written out a treatment and then by like four meetings later, CBS had just completely redone just about everything he wrote.
Oh, see, I thought you meant phone calls as in like the game telephone where Lucas tells someone and they tell another person and they tell another person. Because that would make a lot more sense than how it actually was.
Yeah. Made. So the plot that is interweaved throughout these variety acts is that there's a holiday on Kashyyyk, which is the Wookiee planet, called Life Day. And Chewie and Han are trying to get back so Chewie can spend it with his family. And so that's the premise. We see a lot of the family in their tree home.
A lot?
Oh, well, I mean, the 10-minute beginning where we interact with the family and all they do is howl like Wookiees and there are no subtitles.
No, it is legit 10 minutes of Wookiee noises from different Wookiees.
It's
rough. And they're just in the house doing normal chores and missing, you know, that they're relying on context. Like, they'll pick up a picture of Chewie and they'll sadly groan. Chris, can you do, like, an impression of them sadly groaning over Chewie's picture? There you go. Yeah. So it's stuff like that. And then they're cooking and stuff. It's just them in the house. And Han and Chewie are trying to escape the Imperials and get home. And that could have been an interesting story, but they don't go there. They just show you the most boring end of the story where his family is waiting for him to arrive.
Well, no, I'm not going to say it's the most boring story because what I got out of it, I mean, they don't show you the subtitles. So it's just, like you said, 10, 15 minutes of Wookiees growling. But I think it's Chewie's wife complaining and bitching about what a deadbeat dad Chewbacca is. He went out for cigarettes with that asshole Solo and never came back.
That's a definite possibility, I suppose. All I'm saying. His wife is named Mala, his son is named Lumpy, and his father is named Itchy.
Yeah.
And if you're curious and you read your IMDb, you would know that Lucas really wanted to include his family in the trilogy somewhere, and their real names are Mala Tabuk, Lumpa Warump, right? Lumpa Warump, and Etichyuk, something like that.
nerd alert. Their full names actually came out in the expanded universe of the 90s, where they were featured in a book. I don't even know which book it was. I read it and it was garbage. But
okay.
Their actual names were fleshed out based off, I mean, to keep canon with established mythology, they kept the names, but they expanded them out into proper Wookiee names in the 90s in the expanded universe novels.
Interesting.
Which were almost all terrible.
Well, you tell Timothy Zahn that.
Well, his were okay. His were fine.
Okay.
He's writing back. They destroyed his entire canon he created, and then he still decided he'd come back and write more.
Yeah, well, they're pulling characters from it, at least, for...
Yeah, I suppose.
...and stuff. Anyway, this terrible thing. Yeah, it's baffling because they go from bit to bit, and the Empire is searching for Han and Chewie on the planet, and they're trying to dodge different things. And each time you go to Han and Chewie, you're with them, what, like 30 to 45 seconds?
Tops.
Yeah. Which, it's actually Harrison Ford and Peter Mayhew, so that's pretty cool.
That's it, I'm turning back. I know your family's waiting.
I know it's an important day.
All right, we'll give it a try.
I'll set your coordinates. I won't jump far.
I'll get you back there in time, pal. Trust me.
Yeah, the cast did come back.
But what I love, did Han and Chewie file a flight plan? Is that how the Imperials knew they were going to the Wookiee homeworld?
I have no idea. That's a great question.
Doesn't make any sense.
They just figured, well, everybody knows it's Life Day. He's got to be going back soon.
of course he is.
Not realizing Chewbacca's a deadbeat dad. He didn't have to go back.
The kid tries to play a little game and some trippy... Things get pretty trippy. I guess this is what you were saying, Chris, with the 70s. You know, a product of its time. It's, like, these little trippy dancers come out. And it's full of these things that, like, don't move the plot at all. You could cut so much of this.
Well, you could, but then it wouldn't be a variety show.
Right. The variety part of it, though, doesn't really play to the plot.
None of it. No, not a single bit of it.
And that's by design.
Yeah, man. Guys, I don't know. I thought that maybe this would be great if I was, like, super high and watching this. But I don't think I could fucking chief enough green bean magic juice, you know, any of that fucking tasty gravy smoke. I couldn't do enough of that. to like fucking make any of this worthwhile.
I don't think you could. I think if you were to get drunk, I think you'd pass out.
Yeah.
Like it's so boring. I don't know that there's a way to plug into this.
No, there's one way. You imagine those holographic jugglers in the circus scene are holographic juggalos. It's so much better.
So acid is what you're saying, Chris.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Or meth.
Yeah. Yeah, or both.
Oh, man. And I put in my notes 11 minutes in and I'm tuned out so hard.
Oh, God, guys.
Did we mention there are no subtitles through all the right. Mickey growls?
It's yeah. just context. They hope you'll pick up on it. They ask a lot of their viewer.
This is made for a more intelligent time in television.
We do get it's. Let's talk about Luke and R2, because they're the first, other than like Han, Chewie, and family, he's the first other cast member we go to, right?
Yeah.
And he's just fixing some smoky engine part in a garage. And they're just all communicating about Chewie and Han, and are they there yet? No, they might be in trouble. And then, like, the engine blows up because R2 isn't doing what he's supposed to be doing.
And see, that's what gets me, like, Luke really is sheltered because he is awfully confident that Chewbacca didn't just abandon his family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's hung out with him for a whole, like... week, right? How long does A New Hope take? Like a week? Yeah. Maybe tops.
They're fast friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And okay, and then what's with this other guy? What was his name?
Sondan.
Yeah.
He's a traitor.
By Art Carney.
By who?
Art Carney,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a traitor, right? He runs a store, and so then it abruptly cuts in, and there's a rebel person looking through his store that steals stuff from him. And Sondan probably turns out to be the... I'm trying to think. I think he's the human with the most screen time, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
No, I'm not sure how that happened.
No, well, they...
He pulled some strings.
They were like... They had a bunch of Wookiees yelling at each other. one of them masturbating at some point.
I was hoping we'd get to that part.
They said, we need a human to... Just, we need a gatekeeper somehow. Just, we need someone in here that isn't going to make everyone watching this die instantly. I heard the first screening audience all had aneurysms just throughout the film. Every single person, no one survived. Just blood shooting out their ears.
I'm going to just push through this, guys. Sorry.
Yes, please. It's good.
Mala is probably the main character, Wookiee, I guess, and she's watching a cooking show with the cook that had multiple arms. They're cooking Bantha rump.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Oh, boy. Put a clip in here of the cook.
Hello. Step one, we stir the mixture. Stir, 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 stir. Stir, 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 stir. Very nice. Now, step two, while we're stirring, we also whip. So it's stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir. Stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir. Now, let's try it again together at an increased tempo, because precision is very important in this recipe, and we do want to have a fine consistency, don't we? So, and on the count of one. Stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir. Stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir. Come on, faster all together now. Cooking can be fun. Stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir. Stir, whip, stir, whip, 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 stir. Wah!
Oh, yeah. The cook is going stir, whip, stir, whip, stir, whip, whip, stir, beat. You know. Because
yeah.
It's a two-part joke. The cook is like Julia Child style teaching Mala how to cook, and she's following along. And then she's got this rhythm she's doing, and Mala's keeping up with it. But then it suddenly turns out that the cook has three and then a fourth arm. And then Mala just can't keep up with it. Oh, no. And then that's like the funny. But nothing even insane happens. Like, it's very subtle that Mala doesn't finish or get to make the meal right. She just seems frustrated. Nothing explodes. Nothing antics don't happen. It just cuts away eventually. Mm. It's boring.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. And if I may go off on this next bit for a second here. Uh-huh. We do see Han and Chewie for 30 seconds, but that's not important.
No.
There's a knock at the door, and then Sondan comes in, and all our characters are together here. And he pretty much makes the Wookiees hug and kiss him in order for gifts. And so he gives them gifts, and then he says,
"I love to make a Wookiee happy."
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did give Chewbacca's dad some porn.
He did. He so did. It was weird. Itchy. It puts a VR helmet on, and things get a little heated.
And it's not even a joke that it's porn. It's fucking porn.
I also read in the facts that it was supposed to be softcore porn that got by censors. They straight up knew it.
Oh, shit.
You're going to hear it because it's basically like the originator of like ASMR, but also the woman's like, "I'm your fantasy.
This is our pleasure."
And like, and fucking Itchy is rewinding it to rewatch and listen, have her listen to shit. Like,
she keeps calling him adorable and he keeps rewinding it.
"Oh, yes. I can feel my creation. I'm getting your message. Are you getting mine? Oh, we are excited, aren't we? Well, just relax. Just relax. Yeah. Now, we can have a good time. Can't we? I'll tell you a secret. I don't need to ask how you find me. You see, I am your fantasy. I am your experience.
I am
so experience me.
So experience me.
I am your pleasure.
This
so
is
enjoy
our
me
together.
This is our moment together in time.
That we might turn this moment into an eternity."
It's so creepy. And he's like, he's got this predator mouth, right? Isn't he fucking disgusting looking of any fucking character I've ever seen? He's got this gross ass mouth that looks like, it looks like a predator fucked Donkey Kong. And like, you got this thing. And
well, hey, come on. Well, you have to admit that at the time, Diane Franklin was pretty hot.
That's not who that was, first of all. And
yeah, it was.
Nope.
Diane Franklin is not in this.
No.
I got to look that up now.
Diane Carroll, though.
Diane Carroll. Well, whatever.
Yeah, no.
Franklin Carroll. It's the same name.
One is friend of the show, Diane Franklin. The other is not.
Well... My vodka begs to differ with you guys.
Wait, where are you at on that drink? Hold that cup up. Hold that cup up. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
All right.
So Itchy does have some cyber sex.
Well, in my mind, it was Diane Franklin.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And you know what? Okay, wait. One more thing. I'm sorry, Mike. Go. You know, here's the thing, guys. This is the part in my notes where I noted that I was speeding up the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I would even encourage... this is so bad. I would encourage our listeners to speed up this episode of the podcast.
Yes.
And just listen to this episode at double the speed. Just get this thing the
just
hell over.
Just get it out of the way. It's on your podcast app. It's a feature. You can do it.
Yeah.
Because Jay, this is also the time after me with this ASMR note here, I just have something that just says, "Fucking kill me." And I don't know how far after that it is. I don't know if it's right after it or what, but there's a space and it just says, "Fucking kill me."
Oh, and here, so, okay. Again, well, I'm going to keep pushing. You guys can try to stop me, but I'm going to get us through.
Get us real quick.
Okay,
I'm
going to
slow Jay down just a moment, just because. Did you guys watch a version with commercials?
Yes. Hell no.
Yes, I did.
See, Mike, that's where you went wrong.
I watched I had to skip them, dude. I was like, this thing is 2 hours. I'm like, I can't do this.
Oh, my God. You missed half the fun.
That's why I said I would have rather watched the commercials in retrospect.
The multi-symptom cold relief Comtrex commercial. There's a lot of union stuff going on. And God damn it, guys, buy a genuine Bell telephone.
All right, so Son Dan is on the phone. There's a lot of, like, 1984-style communication through TVs. A lot of FaceTiming going on. And Son Dan gets on when Leia calls, because now Leia's worried that they're not there. And Son Dan freely introduces himself as a member of the Rebel Alliance. Pretty risky.
Yeah.
You don't know who Leia is.
Well, he might. I mean,
he might have, I guess, but he didn't. I don't think he did. I think he just introduced himself as a member of the Rebels.
I'm pretty sure he had, with a wink and a nudge and a little bit of a sniffle, sniffle, pointed his nose. And Leia knew exactly what was going on.
Wait, what? But he just straight out said he's a Rebel.
Oh, I thought he was just snorting some coke. Never mind. Because Leia sure was. God damn.
So is this...
I just brought that to a screeching halt.
So is this where the animated sequence finally happens?
Sure. Well, okay, the Imperials show up to search the house. Let's go to that thing.
Yeah, finally the animated sequence. And it's done in this really cool 70s style animation.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you're a young child, Mike, because that style of animation was never cool.
Well,
it's fucking Nelvana. They were terrible.
Maybe you're not a fan of, like, you know, Canadian animation, but I kind of like a lot of that stuff. So
no, and you know what? Nelvana, the studio responsible for this cartoon, almost made a Doctor Who cartoon, which I'm so glad it failed.
Mm.
But yep,
really
I'm
not
going
into,
that right now. That'll be another special episode after my commercial.
Okay,
well.
Let's talk about this Boba Fett thing.
Boba Fett.
So, Luke and R2 crash. Oh, no, they're chasing. Yeah, wait, what the fuck? Chewie,
yeah, okay.
Chewie's going. Okay, yeah, you do it. My brain's not.
No, okay, this is so weird. This is in-world, okay? So the kid, Wookie, whatever his name is.
Lumpy.
Lumpy is, his mom sits him down, much like kids would do with tablets today. She sits him down with a cartoon. So this cartoon exists in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
So it features, it's a Rebel-produced cartoon, I can only assume, featuring the real voices of Chewbacca and Luke and 3PO. So how did this happen?
They took time away from the war effort.
Yeah.
It's, what's really great about this is this allows Lumpy to have a relationship with his dad.
The only way, through animation. Like probably so many children in LA that don't have fathers.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So this is an in-world cartoon, and this is the first on-screen appearance of Boba Fett. Because Boba Fett was not in the first film.
Nope.
Oh, is that the second beer, Mike?
Oh, that's the second beer.
All right.
Well, fair. Well, he has since become retroactively in the first film.
Well, but that, and at the, we're looking at this at the time, though.
Well, at the time, yeah.
This was Boba Fett's first appearance as a bounty hunter. He convinces the gang that he knows their names. He convinces the gang that he's a friend when he's really working for Vader.
Yeah.
And he teams up with them for the most part in order to get to something or get close to them and get plans or something like that. And it doesn't work and he just leaves.
Yeah, it's like he helps them. He helps save Han, who's got like a sleepy disease. And so he helps save Han. And when they realize what is going on, he just slinks out away instead of doing cool Boba Fett shit.
You're right. And so because this is an in-world real cartoon, they must have tracked down Boba Fett and got him to do this part.
The voice as well.
Prior to him becoming a tough bounty hunter.
You know what I love most about this whole appearance of Boba Fett when he talks to Darth Vader is that immediately afterwards, we learn that Pillsbury is better than Duncan Hines' yellow cake. And also that Brezhnev admitted the USSR has tested a neutron bomb.
You know what, Chris? I'm glad you said that because that is an excellent segue to the next thing in this stupid movie.
Beautiful.
Even though I wrote by far the most notes about this cartoon, I'm willing to skip all of it.
So we cut back to the Imperial soldiers are still searching the Chewbacca's family's home. And I'm baffled because they have to know he lives there, right? It's not just a random Wookiee home. They're doing it because Chewie lives there.
Mike, two words, three syllables.
Okay.
Deadbeat dad.
They know a Wookiee lives there, I think. They don't know specifically Chewbacca.
They know a Wookiee lives in a household on the Wookiee home planet.
Yeah, on a planet full of Wookiee homes. They're like, well, there's got to be one in here.
They said that there should be another male living there at one point.
Yeah. Oh, God. So,
okay.
What's next?
I'm so glad this is canon.
The live stream of the cantina. That's what's next.
No, well, no, that's technically not next. It's the instructional video with the android, but we can skip the fuck over.
Oh, yeah, that was so strange.
It just
so stupid.
Here, wait, I'll say something about it really quick, but I'll fast forward it.
I really hated it. It was boring. It was stupid. Don't watch it. Skip over this part.
Well, no, I gotta say, one thing that was really cool, though, is right before this whole instructional video, the Imperial guards are searching through Lumpy's room, and one of them just for sheer just assholery rips the head off of Lumpy's Bantha stuffed Bantha.
Yeah, that's fucking
shitty.
That
was the only emotional part, is the kid was sad because his Bantha got his head ripped off.
Like, though it's immediately taken away from you because you're like, ah, shit, it hurts. And then you look at Lumpy and you go, ah, fuck, you're an abomination. No, I don't care anymore.
And you know what that whole scene with the computer instructional video makes me realize is just how much of a genius Anakin Skywalker was for building a whole protocol droid at the same age as Lumpy. He didn't need instructions.
Hey, that's true. That is true.
Chris, that was a really good point, but unfortunately, since it was about that android in the instructional video, I did have to speed that up as well.
Oh, God damn it.
So the cantina scene.
The cantina scene. The all the Imperials that are spending seemingly hours searching the house decide to watch TV when this live stream called Life on Tatooine comes on.
Well, they have to. It's a required viewing for Imperial people or whatever, for the subjects. So it's beautiful because it this is so meta because it is a video like just like the cartoon that is in-world. This is an in-world video that is supposedly a a required viewing video. And so then it jumps into the canteen.
Let's just watch the cantina.
With
and you know what I love most about this
what?
Is that B. Arthur
uh-huh.
is the fucking owner of the cantina, and Greedo is fucking okay, McClunkies. So great.
Wait, was B. Arthur supposed to be the owner?
Yeah, she's the owner of the proprietor.
That probably went too fast for me at that point. But
see, that's why you got to go back and watch it again.
So Jay. Just to state. It is required viewing for all Imperials to watch a B. Arthur Cantina live stream.
Yep. Of a creepy dude with a hole in his head hitting on her he won't stop.
Yeah. He fell in love and they just pour drinks down the top of his head like where his brain is.
It's so clever. Like that characteristic, right? Like, how do we make this human look be not a human? We'll put a hole in his head. All right.
And John, he was somebody too. I didn't know.
Harvey Korman.
He's the same guy who did the what do you call him? The chef.
Blazing Saddles?
No, he did the chef and the android. Same guy was that guy.
Okay.
And Blazing Saddles.
Also, the Blazing Saddles, but not the one we know, the one from the Star Wars universe.
No, Blazing
the
Bantha
villain
Saddles.
In Blazing Saddles. Come on.
Yeah.
Harvey Korman.
In the Star Wars universe.
Got that name right. In the Star Wars universe.
Yes.
Star Blazing Saddles.
Mm-hmm.
B sits next to a giant rat while she's singing.
I wrote that down. I didn't like anything going on, but I saw the giant rat and thought, that's pretty cool. So I wrote giant rat down.
Yeah, there was a giant rat in the cantina.
Oh, yeah. And she sings a fucking song. Okay, so the best part, the reason I wanted to make sure we brought up the fact that it's an in-world required viewing is while we are watching the holiday special and the characters in the holiday special are watching a required viewing of a thing, the people within that required viewing then have to watch another video because that pops up and it says that they all have to watch this thing and they're starting a curfew on Tatooine. But there's like levels upon levels of people having to watch this TV.
Yeah,
within the TV, within the TV. It's
and we're watching them watch the TV within the TV.
And that is much different from what I took as the best part, which for me was seeing Ponda Baba so overjoyed that he has both arms again after one of them was sliced off by Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yeah.
That he just has to dance with B. Arthur.
That's great.
He's so happy to have both arms again.
I mean, he just probably went into one of those med tanks, right? I mean,
yeah, probably.
It's probably a cyber arm.
The back to tank, right?
Yeah, that's probably what brought Greedo back to life, too.
Yeah.
McClunky.
Yeah.
McClunky.
So B. Arthur sings this song to the tune of the cantina song.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is a poor decision.
It's pretty much to calm down the patrons, right? Because they don't want to leave. Yeah. They want one more drink. No,
They want one more drink. To break curfew. They don't want to stop drinking.
I get it. I mean,
no fucking empire is going to stop my boozing.
I mean, I'll probably have more to drink after I finish the second beer, but I'm not going to talk about the Star Wars special after I finish this beer. So I'm just all right, saying.
You know what? I'm going to go get another drink real quick.
Okay. Well, wait, Jay and I will. Jay and I will cover what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now that he's gone, let's talk about my favorite part of that scene, Jay.
Yeah. What is your favorite part?
My favorite part, apart from the giant rat, my favorite part is when everyone's leaving in a seemingly like a conga line. They're all like dancing out the door, but they all have their cups in their hands still, and they're shaking around, and they keep giving them to the bouncer on the way out. Like, I'm like, what bar does it this way? I just really like that weird, dumb detail.
It's a fun, unique little cantina bit of culture.
Oh, yeah, and then the creep who was hitting on B. Arthur just pops up from behind the bar while she's all alone now in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to know what happens next because it cuts away.
The live stream is done.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we've gone too far.
We're really getting to the climax now, too. Didn't the kid send out a message? Well, the stormtroopers in the house get a message to return to base.
Yeah.
But didn't the kid send out that message using his little device that he built?
Yes, he did.
That's true, but only after we see a commercial that the girls take it off next on Flying High.
God.
I really don't remember an airline-based sitcom, but apparently there was one.
No one's going to listen to your spinoff podcast, Chris, if you keep telling them all these cool commercials.
God damn it. Well, then they won't know that The Wiz is on Broadway. Oh. He's on down the road, bitches.
No.
I have a feeling I didn't say that. So everyone but one stormtrooper leaves the house, right?
Yeah.
God.
Han and Chewie show up.
Trooper. Yeah. Han
and Chewie are there. And the stormtrooper gets thrown off the roof or off the they live in the trees and he just
To be fair, this is probably the only part that George Lucas actually had a hand in, that originally Han Solo threw the stormtrooper over the rail and down to his death, but they had to go back and re-edit it that the stormtrooper dropped his gun and tripped and fell.
Very true. And Wilhelm screamed all the way down.
Yeah, that was a Wilhelm scream.
Yep.
I love it when there's all the embracing in the house. Like, everyone's saying hi and everything. And then Han Solo's pretty much like, you're like family to me. Bye.
Yeah.
He's just going to leave.
Just abruptly goes. Like, what's he got to do? Fucking rapscallion? Come on.
Yeah. So there's more Wookiee bellowing and lots of hugging. Then Sondan pops up.
Yeah.
And the TV's looking for the dead stormtrooper, and he convinces them that this stormtrooper robbed him and went AWOL.
Yeah, believable, you know.
And here's where we learn that trooper had a name, and that name was Officer B4711.
It's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
I want to dedicate the rest of this podcast to Officer B4711.
Okay, right, go ahead. Go for it, Chris. Say it.
Can we just have a moment of silence for Officer B4711.
That was a great moment of silence. Yeah, sorry, I had to speed it all up there.
Yeah,
all that I had to
speed that silence up.
Sorry about that.
Let's talk about this trippy ending.
Yeah. I looked away for a second, didn't realize what the fuck was going on.
Well, Mike, when you looked back, did you see all of the Wookiees in red robes walking into the sun?
100% yes, that's what I looked back to. And I didn't know what the fuck was happening, but I wasn't surprised.
No. And they're all in a smoky valley, and all their friends are there.
Well, what that really made me realize is that Wookiees are normally fucking naked.
Yeah,
they are.
They only wear clothes on Life Day.
Yep, and we don't have enough of a budget.
Somehow, inexplicably, Leia and Luke and Han show up. They're all there. Leia sings a sweet song about struggling against the powers of darkness.
Yeah.
To the tune of Star Wars.
Yep.
And then Chewie remembers the entire first film.
What the fuck was that about?
It's the shots from the first film with a haze around it.
Well, what I want to say is that in 1978, movies were released a little differently back then. Like, movies didn't have the wide release you see now. They would start off with kind of a wide release at big theaters, and they would travel from town to town, and, you know, people, like where I grew up in some small town in Illinois, I didn't get to see Star Wars until 1985. So it was just a different time. So when people heard about all this Star Wars hype, and they finally see the Star Wars holiday special on CBS at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Central and Mountain, that, well, you've got to see what all the hullabaloo is about. And this allows the people who didn't see the original Star Wars movie in theaters in 1978 a chance to live the dream.
So we're
this is how I got to see the movie.
So we're
through Chewbacca's remembrance.
So we're giving the context of the first movie to the people who, it's like a reward for sitting through the garbage pile that was there. They're like, "Oh, hey, remember, this is based on a good thing."
Yeah, you liked this, remember?
Remember,
please come to the next one.
Remember, this was a real good one. We did a real good movie at some point.
And because there was no easy way to see the movie again, because there were no VCRs or video or anything like that, streaming media, this was the only way you got to relive the Star Wars film.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad it worked out for you.
This is what sparked my love of Star Wars, guys.
I don't believe that at all.
Chewbacca's memories. No, not even the slightest bit.
No.
God. Well, okay, it's rating time.
Rating time.
Mike, what are we going to rate this thing?
Oh, that's a great question. Like, I mean, just whatever you guys want, but I'm going to rate it in fuck me's. I know that has nothing to do directly with the film, but it directly related to my experience.
Okay.
Do you have a better option?
Well, I was just going to do lumpies.
Ah, fuck it. Lumpies is good, too.
No itchies?
Yeah, hey, you know what? Lumpies or itchies. Whatever one you want. Lumpy or itchy. Lumpy, itchy, fuck me. Whatever. where do we go with this one? Jay, give us the rating. Right.
Okay. You know, I know that we pride ourselves on trying to be positive through some fairly bad films, but this was a real tough one. This is a real tough one to be positive about, especially given the fact that Carrie Fisher would play this at parties when she wanted people to leave. Yeah. And George Lucas wants to smash the master tapes with a hammer. I mean, I don't feel bad piling on a little bit here. This was a real lump of coal, in my opinion. It's so disassociated. The bits are so pointless. And like I said, I would have rather watched the commercials. In fact, I would have rather watched another Josh Kirby movie.
Oh my God.
Because at least that's a story.
Wow. 100% agree.
Wow.
This is just a jumbled mess, and you're just watching these Wookiees live. It's just boring. So you can double my score if you want, but I'm going to give this thing an 8. Don't watch
16!
This. Don't look this up on YouTube. Don't watch this.
All right. Crazy
watch
Chris
The Mandalorian.
Hansen.
All right. Well, you know, I am more than happy to give my review right now. But first, after a long weekend of wedding photography and photographing people, places, and things, I like to curl up and relax with a little drink. And that's why I drink exclusively Colony wine. I've never heard of it, but you will have heard of it once you've seen the copy of this movie or the special with these commercials in it. And now back to our review.
I'm just impressed that you wrote all this down. You wrote all these commercials down.
Yeah.
We had to see something interesting, and that was it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, you guys are debating my commercial. I'm so drunk. So that's why. That's why. I don't care what we rate these in. I'm going to rate it in itchies, lumpies, and fuck me's.
All right.
And I hope you guys have some music ready, because you cannot call yourself a Star Wars fan unless you watch this movie. 100, motherfuckers!
God,
you know, you're kidding me.
He's so drunk, Jay.
You're so drunk. Here's what we're going to do.
I'm pulling out the song. I'm pulling out the song. You guys better play my song. I'm giving it a 100.
All right.
It's not good. Wait. And it's probably the worst thing I've ever been. I'm rating it so low that the memory I have allocated to this score, to borrow a little term from computer stuff, because I'm a computer thing, my score is so low, the memory underflows and goes up to the highest score you can give it, 100.
Wait, can you just explain? Have we ever had to have an intervention on this podcast?
Yeah, I mean, what?
Wait, maybe should we come back like another day and just double check with you, Chris?
Sure.
Just make sure you want it to be 100?
Yes.
So you agree that it may not be worthy of a 100.
It may not be worthy of 100, but as of right now, in this moment, in the only life I have to live on this very, very special life day, I'm giving it 100. I even have my special red Wookiee robe on right now to celebrate this very special life day.
I was wondering why you wore that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of dark on your webcam, but it's definitely, obviously, a big red robe there.
So wait, can you just explain what? Okay, blood is coming out of my nose. Can you just explain one more time why you're giving this 100?
Because you got red stuff out of your nose too, Jay.
Yeah.
Because the score for this is so low, it can't help but possibly be impossibly high.
Oh, so you're saying it broke through the basement?
Yes.
So.
Okay. And it came all the way back around to 100.
So it's
this is the most boring goddamn score anyone has ever given.
No, wait. You said you were drunk. You do remember that 100 is high, right? And that now we're playing this mariachi music because that's supposed to be good.
Well, Jay, if you can hear it now, I mean, the mariachi music has since changed to like this weird minor key dissonance thing going on. So obviously something weird and evil is going on.
This is like an alternate world, like where something is off with this whole thing is like what the feeling I'm getting now.
Yeah.
Chris, is that the feeling you're getting?
Careful, Jay. Wipe. You're about to drip. Well, your nose is about to drip.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, I mean, I would agree with that, but again, this man delivering FTD flowers in this golden leotard with the little Hermes kind of like helmety thing with the wings on his head assures me that 100 is the best score. I'm sorry, the lowest score you can give a thing.
Okay, so I'm going to give my score.
Yeah, Mike.
I like Star Wars. We're all going to go see, we just all saw Star Wars last weekend together, and we're going to have a discussion on that. Even though it's not a B movie, we're going to kind of, have some fun with it.
I bet I'm going to give that 100 also.
We'll see. But I'm going to score this because it's such a fucking boring trash pile that is uninteresting and unredeeming in any way. I'm going to give it, I'm going to say C-3PO and R2-D2 and add up the numbers in their name. So I give it a 7. That's my score.
I didn't think I'd be in the middle with an 8.
Yeah, you're barely in the middle. You're one above me.
True. But I also didn't think the scale would be 7, 8, 1 freaking 100.
Well, that 100's like one of those weird imaginary numbers, I think.
Is there an asterisk? Wait, is this in Wookiee? Was this in Wookiee counting? Because is that different than human counting? I'm so confused.
I don't know. Is it a ghost 100?
Yeah, 100? 7, 8, 100.
I need to lay down.
Yeah, Jay. Oh, yeah. It's coming out more, Jay. You should definitely.
My face is now broken.
Oh my god. Okay. Well.
All right. Well, before your face completely breaks, let me tell you about the Star Wars collection. Children love it. There's targeted advertising for children in this show. It's the only targeted advertising in the entire special. But you see the Death Star Station playset, the X-Wing, the TIE Fighter. Look, here's even a little tiny Chewbacca that you can your way through countless adventures.
So, hey, happy holidays to everybody. Hope you had are having a great holiday season. We'll be
Merry
back.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Life Day.
Happy Life Day.
I feel like that's almost like a fucking insult. If you say Happy Life Day to someone, you're really calling them a real dirty word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This is the war on Life Day right here. I am seeing proof of the war on Life Day.
Fuck Life Day.
Yeah, oh, we do not want Life Fuck Day. It.
Oh, God. All right, well, we'll be back in 2 weeks with something else.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Probably not as weird as this, to be honest. But
dude,
there's
some weird shit coming up, I know. I've heard some of the quick take movies that are happening still and stuff, and it's fucking balls, man.
I've got a real weird one that I never thought I was going to have to watch, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, if you liked this, you know, please rate and review, or at least rate. You don't have to type anything if you don't want, but if you give us some clicks on stars on iTunes or something, that's really helpful. It'd be a wonderful holiday Life Day gift for us.
It would. And if you want to get a Life Day gift for somebody and you like us, you can go to our store and buy some clothes. There's warm stuff because it's cold out now.
Yes, it is. That's store.bmoviemania.com. And Chris, throw in a third part of this ad thing we're doing.
C-3PO's The Cereal, which I think came out later. But in that commercial, C-3PO wishes that he were a real boy.
I don't how I didn't see that coming, I don't know.
You really set him up for that.
I did. I don't even know what fuck else. Facebook, Instagram, find us. I don't fucking know
go
anymore.
Look up
I gotta
on
stop.
The socials. We gotta go.
Hey, I gotta okay. stop.
We have to go.
I'm gonna go drink eggnog and dunk my head
does
in
Does no one want to sing a traditional Life Day carol?
What?
Star Wars, talking about Star Wars, talking about Star Wars.
All right, we're fading out to this one. All right, bye, Jay. Bye, Chris. Yes.
Bye-bye. All right.
Just one more round, friend, then homeward bound, friend. Don't forget me in your dreams. Just one more song, friend, and then so long, friend. The nights get shorter, it seems. Just one more rhyme, friend. Yes, it's a crime, friend. But you know time, friend. Time can fly. So it's good night, friend. Good night, but not goodbye.
Thanks to vodka. That's a great burp.